Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Rebuilding You. I'm your host, Christina. How is it going? I am coming to you from my bedroom, not my normal recording spot. I had a blog post that just came out, and it's all about tips on how to thrive after divorce during daylight savings. So depending on when you're listening to this, I really wanted to get it out before daylight savings, which I think is Saturday. But if you're like me, time changes and just the weather changing in general really does affect my mood. And it does affect how productive I am, how I feel about life, how I really feel when I'm starting a new project. If the weather is bad or it's dark at that certain time, I have a much harder time doing things when it is not bright and sunny. And thankfully, I live in Southern California, and so it's bright and sunny a lot of the time. And so that's why I notice once it gets dark, or if we have like a rainy day or something like that, I'm like, man, why am I struggling so hard today? And I started really leaning into that. I've been doing a lot of work on circadian rhythm, which we'll get into on this episode. And so I wanted to put together my top tips of things that I do to handle these types of seasonal changes when it comes to making sure that we still get shit done, that we're still thriving, that we're still going after our goals. And so this is something that I do to prepare, and I wanted to share it with all my girls that listen to the podcast. Like I said, this was a blog post, so if you're interested in reading this, go to my blog and check it out. But I wanted to just do a little surprise podcast episode. I know it's a little bit off topic with the things that we have been talking about, but not really off topic because it's all about thriving. And so when you have a wrench that gets thrown into your plans when you're thriving and something just kind of happens and you're feeling good, and then all of a sudden you're like, crap, now what am I going to do? And it sort of kills your momentum. So that is what this podcast is dedicated to, because the wrench that we're talking about right now is daylight savings. Now, if you're in a state that doesn't observe daylight savings, lucky you. Lucky you. But regardless, the sun is setting sooner. The days are growing shorter. The nights are growing longer. We have this annual ritual, well, biannual, of changing our clocks. When we change our clocks, it's just an added layer, and it really throws us off. It throws us off of our routine. Things are all ass backwards. It's like the eclipse. So while many of us cherish that extra hour of sleep, that dwindling daylight, as I mentioned, can leave us feeling a bit down. And it's especially true if we're in the process of healing from divorce and we're really trying to thrive and come up with a breakthrough or our comeback and we're really on our game. So it's a big damper. But it's a good thing that you're here, my friend, because this daylight savings, I got you. And in this darkness, we are going to find an opportunity for growth, self-discovery, and personal development, because that's just what we do here at Her Heart Heals. We are overachievers. We're high achievers. We are women that get shit done. And so I want to share a few ways to really embrace daylight savings and make this time change actually work for you, because that's what we're about here. Working smarter, not harder. And so let's just dive in. The first tip that I have is really creating awareness. Before we really dive into the doing and the actual actions, it's really essential to at least become aware of the change, acknowledge the time change. I mean, if you're in a zone where the time change is going to happen, it gets done for us, but we got this. It's totally normal to feel a little melancholy as well as we notice the sun setting earlier. And if there's anything that we do at Her Heart Heals, it's recognizing that our emotions and recognizing them is the first step in dealing with them, being aware of our changes in the environment around us really makes us masters at getting to know ourselves. So the first thing that I wanted to just share is to stay curious, stay open, and lean in. I mentioned to you that I started becoming aware of things when it was rainy in Southern California for, we had like a really long period of rain. I want to say it was like 8 days or something like that, but it was dark and rainy for a lot longer than I'm used to. And the day that it finally, we got some sunshine, I kid you not, I was like, wow, I am full of life. I feel much more energized. I feel like I could get shit done today. And that's when I really started being aware of how much the weather and the sunlight really affects me. So it's really exciting if you think about it, because you're just finding new ways to discover things about yourself. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is creating a cozy haven. One of the joys of being in this dark season, and I mean dark just by daylight, is the opportunity to create a warm and inviting space. Lighting candles, adding soft blankets, and really filling your home with items that bring you comfort. It not only makes your surroundings more pleasant, but it also promotes a sense of well-being. And so I want to encourage you to find some things around your house, or just start to think about some of the things that help you feel cozy, and just bring them out in your home so that these items will be accessible. I went on a little tea and purchased is I thought, okay, having a tea. So throughout the year, but the particular time towards that, and it's just cozy, having a warm cup, so things like that. Get some things that be things that if you want to take up at night before bed, maybe you're a day up and you want to, you know, do showers at night. Things that you are prepared, because it's in those moments that we have those things close by that things out. New activities, oh, Debbie Downers, no offense to anybody named Debbie, but we sort of get in this rut, and it's around this time of year, and club or an in-person book club, you can explore new hobbies with engaging things there. So I mentioned to possibly take a bath, darkness, really indulge in self-care rituals, finding new ways to bring in self-care to my daily routine. And that's really just because lately I've been wanting to go at a much slower pace. And so that's been really rewarding to just start focusing on that.
Hi, how are you loving the episode? If this is something that's been beneficial for you and you'd like to help other women going through divorce, I would love it if you could help me on this mission to maximize our impact from our own divorce. An easy way that you can do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. This really helps to boost the podcast and become more discoverable for other women who are going through divorce. If you're listening on Apple, just click on the Her Heart Heals podcast page, scroll down to ratings and review. Just click on the stars and give it a 5-star rating, hopefully. And on Spotify, it's conveniently located at the very top of the Her Heart Heals page. We are truly in this together, and it means the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. Okay, back to the episode.
So again, you could do a bath, you could start practicing deep breathing meditations. I have a couple of meditations on my website if that's something that is interests you. And then also recently on the Pulse weekly newsletter, I also released a simple and effective technique that you could do to start getting into practice of meditation. It's one of those things where it's like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so with meditation, I had to start completely from scratch. and really just started practicing awareness for 30 seconds at a time. So wherever you're at in your meditation journey, definitely don't be afraid to start, even if it's for 15 seconds, and then just start building from there. But also pampering yourself with skincare routines is awesome. For all of my ladies that love a good chemical peel, it's peel season, everyone. So this is a good time to introduce things that are rejuvenating to our skin to help us with anti-aging, because we don't get as much sunlight. So it's a perfect time to use vitamin C, any type of chemical peel, things like that. Always make sure that you are protecting your skin when it is in sunlight, though, I do have to say. But really embrace these moments of solitude to rejuvenate your body and your spirit and make it intentional. That is the key. The fifth item is embracing the silence and the moments of stillness. In the quieter evenings, take the opportunity to embrace the silence. Kind of all the time, I love driving and not listening to anything. And that is really something where it's like my special time. And so I feel like I've really begun to embrace silence more and more on my divorce healing journey, and really embracing not having the noise and canceling out the noise, even in my own mind sometimes. So finding solace in the peaceful moments when the world slows down, which is what the seasons are doing right now. The seasons are showing us that it's time to wind down, to slow down, to prepare for winter. You can allow your mind to wander and also reflect on your journey of your healing and your self-discovery. Start reflecting on everything that you've accomplished this year, things that you've been through, hardships that you've been through, and self-discovery, which you can do through some of the items that I mentioned here. But practicing being still is a form of meditation. It really doesn't have to get much more complicated than that. Of course, as you expand in your meditation practice, as I mentioned, it can go deeper and deeper and be extremely profound, but sometimes it's just about practicing being still. Being still helps to regulate our nervous system, and it allows our bodies and our minds to restore. And this also allows us to think clearly. And when we think clearly, we can make better decisions because we're thinking from a different perspective. So don't sleep on the stillness. It's a big, big, big gift that we can receive during this time of year. The sixth item is engaging in reflection. So using this time to reflect on your personal growth journey, consider how far you've come since your divorce, and what goals you have for the future. This is a great time to plant those seeds, to start writing in a journal, to start visualizing what you're going to put on your vision board for next year, and really keep your aspirations alive and in focus. And the seventh item, which is I think probably my favorite, I love biohacking and all that kind of fun stuff that has to do with health, but it's circadian rhythm. If you find yourself struggling with mood changes like I did during darker days, and now what's going to be darker months, right? More, less daylight, more darkness, consider light therapy to help get your circadian rhythm on track. The quicker our bodies regulate to the rhythm of the daylight, the quicker we can feel back on track. So I highly recommend when you wake up, getting outside as quickly as possible and getting at least 5 minutes of natural sunlight on your face. And then as the sun sets, doing the same thing, go outside, because this signals to your body when it's time to wake up and when it's time to turn down for the day. So this also helps alleviate symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, which I very much think I have. And it improves your overall well-being. It's been a total game changer for me also when it comes to sleep. I've had to really adjust my day all around prioritizing my sleep and getting enough sleep. And so when we do this, when we go outside and we get that sunlight in our face, the very first thing that we do, it helps to set the tone. It tells our body, okay, I'm awake now. It's time to do things that are, you know, productive and things like that. And then when the sun is setting, it tells our body, okay, now it's nighttime. Now it's time to move at a slower pace. So huge game changer to focus on your circadian rhythm. If you want to take it a step further with that, also after the sun sets, try to limit your exposure to lights in your home. If you keep things really, really bright, I highly recommend that you start adjusting how many lights you use in the evening. And also with the amount of TV that we're watching, are you scrolling too much on your phone? All of those things play into our circadian rhythm. Okay, the eighth item is my favorite, connecting with nature. So despite the shorter days, making an effort to connect with nature, spending time outdoors, even if it's just for a brisk walk in the crisp air, nature can provide a sense of healing and renewal. And bonus points, if you pair this walk outside in nature with your circadian rhythm. As the clocks roll back and the nights grow longer, don't view it as a time of darkness, but as a time of opportunity for personal growth and self-care. Embrace the changes, create a cozy haven, engage in meaningful activities, reflect on your journey, connect with the light within you, the light in nature, and these practices can help you thrive during the transition to shorter days. So I hope this was really helpful. Let me know if you do any of these. Tag me in any of your stories or just DM me and let me know how daylight savings is going for you. You can find me over at Her Heart Heals on Instagram. And remember, you have the strength and resilience to make every season a season of growth and transformation.
Hey, friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.